This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The 88th Annual National FFA Convention kicked off this morning in Louisville, Kentucky. Let's hear an update from the Executive Director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, Tom Brand, and Communications Manager of the National FFA Organization, Christy Meyer.
Christy Meyer is Communications Manager with the National FFA and our guest at this time. Christy, it's time for the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo. A lot of excitement here in Louisville.
Absolutely. You can see it on the faces of all the members as they walk in, and you can see the excitement throughout the city.
Talk a little bit about what it takes to put a convention together. Really, the planning for this started before last year's convention was complete.
Really, it did. It's kind of funny. After we get done with convention, everyone thinks we can rest. But there's no rest for the weary, as we like to say. So as soon as we get done with this, we'll start planning again. Some planning has already begun.
Talk a little bit about the number of attendees you're expecting in this year's convention.
Sure. So last year, we had a record attendance of more than 64,000. When we left Indy last week, we were on par to reach that, if not exceed it. So we're expecting at least 64, maybe 65 if we're lucky.
And students will literally come in from every state as well as the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
Yes, actually, I've already seen a couple in their jackets. I've seen some people from Hawaii. I've seen Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. So those delegates are already here. So we're, you know, across the globe.
Give us an overview of some of the highlights that are going to come up at convention this week.
So a couple exciting things this year is that this is the celebration of the 85th anniversary of the Creed. One of the great things that we're doing during session 1, A, B, and C is we actually have a video tribute to the Creed. And E.M. Tiffany's son actually is in the video, and he gets to talk a little bit about his dad and what it meant to his dad when he wrote the Creed.
There's another anniversary that's going to be recognized on Saturday as well.
Correct. That is the 50th anniversary of the merger of FFA and NFA, so we're very excited about that as well.
And you guys, once again, have a good speaker lineup, too.
We do. Starting on Wednesday, we'll have Dr. Rick Rigsby. He's always a crowd favorite. Then on Friday morning, we'll have Amberlee Snyder. She's a past state officer. She has a wonderful story. She went through a little bit of adversity, but is currently a barrel racer, and she just has a really inspiring story. And then Friday evening, we have Brad Montague, which is creator of Kid President, which we think will resound pretty well with our students.
Talk a little bit about a career show. A lot of opportunities for students there.
Yeah, so the expo is divided into 9 areas. Those are our career pathways. So there's a lot of opportunities for students to look at different industries, colleges and universities, and a lot of time to just network with our sponsors.
Then, of course, we'll end convention with the naming of a new national officer team.
Correct. Saturday afternoon, we'll have 6 new faces.
Then that process is already well underway.
Yes, it began this weekend. They've already been doing rounds of interviews. They've been doing writing samples. So they're well on their way to finding out who those new officers are going to be.
Of course, back in Louisville, and Louisville has been a community that's welcomed FFA with open arms.
Yes, absolutely. So this is our 3rd and final year in Louisville. Next year, we'll be going to Indianapolis, so it'll be from 2016 to 2024. We'll start the bid process for 2025 and 2017.
Christy Meyer is Communications Manager at the National FFA. The 88th National FFA Convention and Expo runs through this Saturday in Louisville, Kentucky.
The Southwestern FFA chapter of Piasaw has been selected to represent Illinois in the Hall of States at National Convention this week. Sophomore and Discovery Chairperson for the chapter, Julie Bennett, has more.
Well, for starters, my name is Julie Bennett. As was said, I'm the Discovery Chairperson for Southwestern, and we won the state display competition, and so we are going on to nationals, and we will be displaying it at a national convention. There is over 60,000 students and members that will be going to this national convention.
That's quite an accomplishment for your chapter. Could you tell us what your display is going to look like in this Hall of States?
Yes, I can. We are going to have 2 little red barns on each side of our display. That will be our edge. We will have different things from Illinois, like cans of soybeans, cans of corn, a pumpkin or two in there. We will also be doing farm scenes and a picnic table inside of them. For the background, we are going to do a city landscape with a road leading up to it and a fake indoor-outdoor grass on the sides.
And I was also talking to Mr. Reed beforehand, and will you guys be having some sort of trivia questions as well with the display?
Yes, we will. We are going to have TVs set up where members can interact with our display. It'll be trivia of the national and state of FFA.
Once again, that was Southwestern FFA Chapter Discovery Chair Julie Bennett. Be sure to join us for more national convention updates later on this afternoon and tomorrow while I'm in Louisville. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.